Parsha
is
basically the parsha is a parsha about Yaakov Avinu dying. That is a whole parsha. To such an extent that the parsha has it's no psuchus and stumus. The whole parsha is, it goes all the way through. Nistamay name shall Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael's eyes will close with the mitzvah of Yaakov. In other words, this whole parsha is Yaakov is leaving. Yaakov is the obvious. It's a closing of the obvious. It's a closure of obvious in Mitzrayim, and the Klal Yisrael will be made now into a nation. The nation is going to suffer. Nation is going to develop in a way of suffering, and then eventually the nation is going to leave Mitzrayim. But this is the parsha dealing with Klal Yisrael's suffering by Yaakov Avinu's death, and Yaakov Avinu letting over his final message to how Klal Yisrael should develop through his Misa. So in other words, the Misa over here is not just a fact of life and a fact of death, that people die, but it was in fact a continuation, it was a key force in how Klal Yisrael was supposed to survive after he died. And if I want to focus very much on one particular pasuk, and give different mahalkim in this pasuk, and I'm sure many of you have come across some of the shailos over here, and I'm sure that many of you have come from the terutzim over here, but I want to go through the shleim, let's go through this parsha, this particular pasuk, as much as we possibly can, to get different mahalkim in how different of the gedolei olam saw pshat in here. So Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Yaakov in Mitzrayim, Yosef never saw Yaakov, according to many mefarshim. Why? Because it's brought down from the Bala Tosfos that Yosef was afraid that Yaakov was going to ask him. He only came when he was called. He never had a choice. And then the parasha says in the beginning, the parasha says in Perik Mamzayin Pasuk Choftes, VeYikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lomus. Yeah. Perik Mamzayin Pasuk Choftes, the second pasuk of the parasha. VeYikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lomus. VeYikra Livno LeYosef. To call his son Yosef. And he said to him, "If it finds favor in your eyes, sim not yodcho tachas yirechi, put your hand under my yerech." In other words, do a ma'aseh of shavua. "V'asiso imodi chesed ve'emes, do with me a chesed ve'emes. Al tikvareini b'mitzrayim, do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Chesed ve'emes." So Rashi immediately says, "Chesed ve'emes. What's this chesed and what's this ve'emes?" Says Rashi, "Chesed." The chesed that you do with mesim, that is a chesed shel emes. Why is it a chesed shel emes? In other words, Rashi says that normally any time we do another chesed, it's not emes b'chol. Because why are we doing a chesed? Because we expect somebody to do it back to us. If you're not really doing it for the sake of being kind, you're doing it for the sake because you're being selfish. Right? There's not chesed shel emes. Over here, chesed shel oisim ha-mesim, a chesed that you do with a dead person, that is a chesed shemes. Why? Because if you bury him, he's not going to come and bury you. And therefore, that is a real chesed. Right? No one will come and bury you. That's a real chesed. She'enei mitzapeh letashlum gemul. Because you don't expect to be repaid for the kindness you did to this person. That's a real chesed. Oh. So let's just get poshup shout. So that Rashi says, what's that chesed ve'emes? This is a real emes chesed. Because everything else you do is an emes chesed. This is real emes chesed because you don't expect to be paid back. Asks the Bali Musa, the Darki Musa brings down, and the many other mafroshim bring down. What are you talking about? I'll ask the Darki Musa pshat and ask the Orach Chaim pshat. The Darki Musa asks. The Gemara says clearly. The Gemara says, "Man de sopid maspidei." The person who gives a hesped, he himself will be hespeded. He will be eulogized. "Uman de kvur kavrune." And a person who buries others, he himself will be buried. In other words, there is a direct link to doing chesed with a mace to receiving back payment. Direct link. A person who does a hesped will get a hesped. A person who buries will be buried. In other words, what's Rashi saying now? That a person who does a chesed shel emes with a mace, why? She'enim itzav etashlum gemul, doesn't expect anything to get it back. Of course he expects to get it back. Why do you expect to get it back? Because the Gemara says very clearly that if that's what you do, that's what you'll get. And that's fine. This dead person won't pay me back. But the Kosh Baruch will make sure that I get the schar. So why is it Chesed Shel Emes? Because it doesn't happen to be from directly this person. It's not Chesed Shel Emes. Fine. So this person won't pay me back. But somebody else will. The Kosh Baruch will. So why is it Chesed Shel Emes? Why is it the Shmo? That's one kasha. The Rechaim asks even a much better kasha. We'll see in a second. But that's one kasha. So we used to do this. I used to do this particular experiment in when I used to teach from Discovery, facial therapy. We used to. There's five levels of pleasure. You know, you all know the famous five levels of pleasure. You know, it's one of the Asia Torah's best lecture series. Five levels of pleasure. People think, you know, it's five levels of pleasure and it's physical pleasure, and everyone thinks, oh, physical's the best. You know, it must be something else. Like, that's and it goes through. Generally, it goes through the fifth level of pleasure is the lowest level of pleasure is physical. The fourth level of pleasure is love. The third level of pleasure is meaning. The second level of pleasure is creativity. And the first level of pleasure is relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we show how it's done, how a person... Okay, we have a whole... It's a fantastic thing, being able to... Everyone interested in hearing it, one time I'll give over the Zenith Express. It's a fascinating, it's a brilliant, brilliant lecture series, but it's fantastic. But one of the things is, when you're trying to describe to people what it means, the difference between third level pleasure and second level pleasure, in other words... the fourth level pleasure and third level pleasure, in other words, love and meaning, we always... It's very hard for a person to understand what is meaning. It's very difficult for a person to actually encapsulate in his mind, what does it mean, meaning? What does that mean? Meaning what? So what we do is, we do something not very pleasant, but we ask people to write their own obituary. What would you like? Achameva Eschim, you have a beautiful family, Baruch Hashem, got children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, you've had a wonderful life, wonderful life. Now write your own obituary. And these people invariably do not write anything about their physical life. Didn't live. I lived in a $2 million home, and I had another holiday home in St. Moritz, and you know, I drove around in a Bentley. And, you know, and he really dressed the best. He was a model for GQ. And nobody writes that. What do they write? He was a passionate person. He was a fantastic philanthropist. He was a caring man. He was a family man. In other words, people write the things that are really meaningful. That's what they write. Why? Because death triggers are off. The Gemara says, Rigs of our techato, im levavchem, amishkavchem, zayim selo. Rigs of our techato, be merigaze. Be make it stronger, yetzatoy v'yetzahara. You can't, im levavchem. Say Krishna. If you can't, then learn Torah. And then if you can't, zayim selo, think about Yom HaMisa. So what's Yom HaMisa going to do? Yom HaMisa has a very, very strong effect. Yom HaMisa, a person goes to the Vaya. A person goes to Levaya, and they really see a person being buried, and especially poignant when you see a wealthy person being buried, and you see with everything, gone Nishtelson, doesn't help him anything. He's buried with his tachrichim, nothing. You know the famous story with the Reichmans? With the socks. You all know the story, right? The famous story that one of the Reichman brothers was Nifta, and he left over. He left the father of the Reichmans. And he left over Tzavo. And the Tzavo said over there in the Tzavo that they wanted to be buried with his socks. It's a very, very strange thing. They buried with his socks. This idea that he went to ask a Shaila, backwards and forwards, and da da da. Eventually he came to Pesach and asked to be buried with his socks. You know, he didn't go to bury the socks. But his father wanted to. Can't bury the socks. Fine, can't be buried with the socks. A month later, there's another letter that's supposed to be open and said, "You see, Rabbi Yisai? You see my children? even, I'm not sure which Reichman it was, even a Reichman cannot be buried with his socks." Yeah, that's, you can be the wealthiest man in the world, but you can't even take your socks with you. Use it correctly. Says Yaakov to Yosef, listen to me. I want you to read Rashi properly, says Yaakov. I want you to learn Rashi properly. Not pshat that there is no schar. Not pshat if you bury somebody there is no schar. Says Rashi, Chesed she'oisim im ha-mesim, hu chesed shel emes. Chesed that you do with mesim, that is chesed shel emes. Why? She'enoi mitzapeh letashin gemul. I don't even look for the schar. Not I don't expect the schar. I don't even need the schar. Once a person buries somebody, he doesn't need the schar. I need people to eulogize me. I need people to. I need schar. I want payment back. You're dealing here with death. You're dealing here with everything is nostalgic. Everything, all your personal physical interests are thrown away. What do you have left? Enoi mitzapeh letashin means I'm not so ridiculously small-minded that I need to get schar for everything I do. I see what life and death is all about. I know what it's all about. I see reality in my face. I know what the connection with Bein Shalom is. I need schar. You know, if you do a mitzvah, I need a kosher brocha. It's very nice. I'm going to give you money. And that's what I need. Is that what I'm looking for? Yeah, a child. For a child, he has to take a tablet. He doesn't like a tablet, he's got to give him a chocolate. But that's his life. If he doesn't have a tablet, he's going to die. The chocolate is nothing. So an enema tzapatashen does not mean that you're not going to get schar. Of course you'll get schar. But you don't look for the schar. You're not petty that you're looking for schar then. You're looking to have a relationship with the Bein Shalom, and that is what it's all about. Says Yaakov to Yosef, bury me, or see simali chesed ve'emes. Do a chesed with me. Take me out of Mitzrayim. Do with me a chesed. But do me a favor. At the same time, think about the emes. Think about truth. Think about what this moment is teaching you. Think about what life is really all about. You're a melech. You've got the whole Mitzrayim under your fingers. You've got one of the strongest Jewish kings ever in history. You've got the future Klal Yisrael in your hands. Remember emes now. Stand there by the cave and remember. They're not looking for any reward because it's nothing, it's all nothing, it's efes hevel avolim compared to just having a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's chesed ve'emes. Chesed she'osin ha'mason einam mitzapel l'gmul means you don't even look for it, it's not even necessary, it's not even important to you anymore. That's pshat. Many, many times the Olyol brings down and the Balei Musar bring down that what a Jew is not the ma'asim he's done, it's the emes behind the ma'asim. See next week's parasha, Parashat Shmos, it says, "Batirana miyaldu says elokim." Yeah, the miyaldus had fear of a kodesh baruch hu. Why are you talking about miyaldu batirana? They had fear. Just say it didn't kill them. What's batirana? The mice is not important. The shayrish is what's important. Yira. What's important is the yira. What's important is where it's coming from. Having clarity. The emes. The emes. What is truthful? The Kotzku always used to say, "It's worthwhile coming to this whole world and living through years and years of suffering and going through nisyonos that you do one mitzvah but shleimus but emes." It comes from the makor, and not because of what people are going to say and what people are going to think and how I'm going to feel about it. It's because Rabbi Yisrael wants me to do it. That is a chesed, the emes. That is an emes. You stand by a kever, you can actually see emes. You know, a person thinks they're going to live forever. Go to Beis HaKvaros. It's filled with people who had the same thought sometime in their life. Chofetz Chaim says there's such a thing called, you know, there's a chevras mason. You know, there's a certain group of people who always die. Yeah? There's a certain group of people who die. Baruch Hashem, I'm not part of that group, I'll be okay. There's certain people who never always get yana machla. Yeah, you're going to get cancer, this. Baruch Hashem, I'm not part of that group, I'm fine. Who says? Tevez, who knows? Standing by the cave, he said, Boyin Shleil and Baruch Hashem, I can walk out of here. A certain person I know, he said, you know, it gets very depressing when you see more people you know in the basic chorus than when you walk out. You know, you see more people, there's more people lying there in the basic chorus than there's outside the basic chorus. But then you've got to be more grateful. Baruch Hashem, you can walk out, and you can get your reality. It's a reality check. That's Einim and Tzapi Ligamol. Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch says a fantastic word. Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch says like this. Now, I want to give you with a moshel. Let's say, for example, interesting. Let's say, for example, you hear upstairs you get new neighbours. They seem very nice people. Outside, you know, they're respectful to each other, the husband and wife, and they speaking nice to each other, you know, they're helping each other in the shops, carrying the things out of the cab, whatever, really nice people. But then, 3-4 times a week, you hear, like, mamash, oh, you hear the plates going whizzing backwards and forwards, you hear the chairs, you hear the voices, you hear the door slamming, the sinks being pulled out, you name it, your mamash, the cupboards being thrown at each other, the headboards, completely, you know. And these people are trying to keep an impression of actually being, you know, cordial, being polite. What do you do to these people? So you have two choices to say to these people. Either you can say to them, you should know, I feel very uncomfortable about this, but you should just know we hear everything downstairs. And I'm sure all the other neighbours do too. So maybe if you want to have a good fight, maybe, you know, rent a room in a hotel somewhere and throw the TV at each other. But no, in the building, it's not good for your kids, for shidduchim, and not good for your kids' thing. Right? Or, what do you do? You look into seeing what's the stress behind it. So it may be a money, maybe it's a money stress. Usually it is. Go and help them try and find them a job. Maybe it's a stress with chinuch, the children are driving them crazy, help try and take them on the chore. Whatever it may be. So there's two things, there's chesed and there's emes. Emes says, go up to them and say to them, you know, say to you, do you hear anything? So what's emes? Yep, absolutely, we heard everything. In fact, it's interesting. I've got a tape of everything you want. I've got, you know, I've got it all filed in my MP3 player. You need 6 months to go? No problem, I want to look at my computer, I can give it. That's emes. What's chesed? Do you hear anything?
Nothing at all.
Is that MS? No. Is it Chesed? Yes. Right?
Not necessarily.
But it's MS and there's Chesed is, no, I don't hear anything. That's to take away the embarrassment. Somebody needs money in your building. There's never somebody who mamish is hasn't got a penny. Hasn't got a penny, so what do? You put an envelope under the door? You put an envelope under the door? That's Chesed. It's not MS. It's Chesed, but it's not MS. He comes down and says, did you give the envelope? Me?
So what are you talking about?
That's Chesed, it's not MS. What MS is, going there and giving the envelope in the hand, but it's not Chesed. So the Shamshon Fol Hish, with many, many mitzvahs, you've got to make sure that it's Chesed and it's MS together. For example, right over here, what was the biggest kavod for Yaakov Avinu? The biggest kavod for Yaakov Avinu to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. To be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody there in Eretz Yisrael. Not a single Jew in Eretz Yisrael at that time. No one. So why bury him in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, if you say Esav is Yisrael, Mumma, yeah, and his children, fine. But what's the point of burying him now in Eretz Yisrael? Let him stay in Mitzrayim, while Klal Yisrael are in Mitzrayim, and he'll get kavod Mitzrayim. Not Yaakov Avinu did. As long as Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim, there was no famine. As soon as he died, the famine came back. There was no famine when Yaakov Avinu was there. He was an icon. People loved him. Everywhere he went, you can be quite sure. The Egyptians, he's given them a bracha. Unbelievable. Fantastic. So let him stay. That's right. So what can Yosef think? Oh, I want to do a chesed. What's a chesed? Be mechabed my father. I want to be mechabed my father. That's the biggest chesed. Says the Shamshon Fol Hish, but be careful, says Yaakov, make sure it's MS. What do I want? In other words, with all your ideas of chesed, with all your good intentions, there could be the MS could be lacking. In other words, the truth of what should be done, what I want, could be completely against what you think is chesed. Therefore, make sure the chesed is always surrounded by MS. Because if you don't have chesed with MS, the chesed can be completely destroyed, yeah, by the sheker. Some people are too good to people. You know that? Some people, they give too much to somebody else until a person is overpowered by the chesed. Somebody does a tremendous chesed to somebody. What can I give you back? Nothing. Let the person give you back something. That's chesed, and it's MS. That is MS, because that is that's true chesed. Let the person give back. A person doesn't want to feel that they haven't given back anything. I used to feel bad when somebody would ask if they're making me a coffee or tea. Yeah. If you haven't offered me now, yeah. I used to feel. So Rochelle said to me, "No, it's a very good opportunity. How many opportunities do they have actually to return you something? It's a feeling that they feel less obliged this way. It's a way of giving back." Other rabba. Okay, by the way, one sugar. Okay? So it's chesed the emes. In other words, when you're doing chesed, make sure that a chesed is a chesed. Make sure it remains emes. That's chesed the emes. That's according to the Rav Shamshon Fol Hish, the second Shem chesed the emes. The Rechaim HaKodesh asks an unbelievable kasha. The Pasuk says later on. The Pasuk says later on. Vani. In Perik Memches Posuk Chof Beis, Vani Nesati Lecho, and I gave to you Shchem Echod Alechecho. Shchem Echod. Shchem Echod means literally Shchem. Yeah. Ashlekachti miad hamoyu bechabi bekashti. Okay, once with tefillah, once with bakoshes. Okay, very interesting. Very interesting. What's it called? Very interesting. Very interesting thought on this. Doesn't matter. So he says, "Vanina sati lechol shchem echad alachech." I gave you shchem extra over and above your brothers. Ashlekachti miad hamoyu bechabi bekashti. Why? Says Rashi. Agrashi. Vani l'sati l'chot agrashi l'fi she'ata teirech l'isasik v'kvurasi. Because you're busy in my kvura. Therefore v'gama ni l'sati l'chot nachlo sh'tikovibo. I'll give you as well a nachlo to be buried in. And if he gave Yosef the nachlo of the kvura, so Yosef buried in Shechem Adiyem Azeh. And because you're busy in my kavura, so Yaakovina, I'll be busy in your kavura, I'll give you a place in Shechem.
This is like after.
ואיזו זו שכם, שם ואת אף מסייס אשר האלו, ואני, עכשיו ואני נסעתי לך. Translate.
I gave to you.
No. I gave
to you.
Why are you saying over here, chesed ve'emes, that I'm chesed asher osim amesim? Chesed do that with amesim. You don't expect any schar for she'enim etzav to tashlum gemul. That may have been a regular case. But over here, Yaakov said very clearly, I'm giving you Shechem for the fact that you're burying me. So why is it chesed shel emes? Everyone else is chesed shel emes. This isn't chesed shel emes. So ask Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Right? Now follow this through carefully. Says the Or HaChaim that there are two requests over here Yaakov Avinu asked. Number one, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. And number two, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim was a place of Avodah Zarah. It was the worst place in the world to be buried. Terrible place. Take me out of Mitzrayim, number one. And number two, take me up to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that's chesed ve'emes. Yeah, it says over here, the pasuk is, chesed ve'emes, I'm not sick of any but Mitzrayim. Do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Right? Do not bury me in Mitzrayim, that's a chesed ve'emes. Do not bury me in Mitzrayim. What did he give him the Shechem for? For bringing me to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the chesed ve'emes was you're not getting any schar for not burying me in Mitzrayim, right? But what are you getting the Shechem echot for taking me up to Eretz Yisrael? Avkan divrei ba'or
ha'chaim b'chodesh. Could have buried him in like Kush or something.
You could have buried him. That the chesed ve'emes would be not to bury Mitzrayim. You could have buried me anywhere you want about Mitzrayim. That's chesed ve'emes. Don't bury me here. What you're getting schar for to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Adkan divrei Or HaChaim HaKadosh. My kasher is very nice, but why? Why did Yaakov, listen carefully, it's in my vod and I think it's Emes. Why did Yaakov Dafka give him the schar for taking him to Eretz Yisrael, not schar for not burying him in the shrine? So one idea is, because not burying him in the shrine, you could just bury him over the border. Yes, it's much less work. Okay, taking Eretz Yisrael was much more of a work, much more of a pull, and if you take him there, that's when you need more schar, only when you take him to Eretz Yisrael. But he said, this vote is mamish gavaldik. Right? So for why Dafka did he take him there, why did Dafka give him Eretz Yisrael? For burying him in Eretz Yisrael, and not for taking him out of Mitzrayim. That's a kasha. Different kasha now. Yaakov and Yosef having an argument here. Famous argument with Ephraim and Manasseh. What is Ephraim and Manasseh? And Ephraim, Yosef puts Manasseh on the right hand side, Yaakov's right hand, and Ephraim on the left hand side, and Yaakov Avinu sikkel es yadov. He changed his hands round, he put his right hand on Ephraim, his left hand on Yosef, on Manasseh. So Yosef said, Leichain Avi, that's not the right thing. Backwards and forwards, Yaakov said, no, I know what I'm doing, da da da, and he'll also be great, and he'll also machlekes. What's going on here? What's machlekes? So the Sforim HaKadoshim say, fantastic vote. Normally we understand a concept of Sura Mira Va'asei Tov. How does this translate? Sura Mira Va'asei Tov. Leave bad and do good. In other words, in the way to become good, you can't be Tovel V'sheretz B'yodoi. You can't go into the mikvah holding a sheretz. Sura Mira, get rid of the Ra, Va'asei Tov, and do good. First Sura Mira, then Va'asei Tov. The Svarim HaKadoshim, lot of the Chesed Svarim, Mamish, the Chedusha Rim, and the Sas Emes, and the Imre Emes, and the Shulis for Shabbos, and the Bnei Sas, many of them all have the same Yisod. And they say, Sur Mira is by Va'asei Tov. Don't wait to get rid of all the Ra first. Sur Mira, how? Va'asei Tov, by doing good. In other words, if a person waits, I'm going to break myself, I'm going to break my Midas, I'm going to get rid of my Kinnan, Taiva, and Kovnan, then I'm going to start doing mitzvahs. You're not going to get anywhere. You're bad, you're not good doing so well, start doing mitzvahs. Start davening, start saying a few extra tehillim, start davening with kavana, start giving a bit of tzedakah, do the easy things. You know, some people they say, what's the takas of life? To work on that nakuda. Find that nakuda's most difficult to work on, that nakuda, and then concentrate all your efforts to do that nakuda. But, you know, that's very difficult. It's very difficult. So they say, no, don't do that. Do mitzvahs. Start doing mitzvahs. Start learning more. Start davening. Start doing a banan l'chaveiro, banan l'makom. Start doing mitzvahs. and the kedusha and the tahara of the mitzvahs, that the work in the mitzvah is going to help you fight the ra. Sul mira, how? Va'asei toi, by doing the good. What's the vav? Sul mira, it's va'asei toi. Sul mira, how? Va'asei toi, by doing good. My voice, I listen to the heavy. Gavaldik.
What's the question again?
What's the machlekes Yosef and Yaakov? Listen to this. When it talks about the name that Yosef gave to Ephraim and Manasseh, it says in the he gave the name to Ephraim and Manasseh. In Perik Mem Aleph, well, Yosef Yulach Shneibonim Perik Mem Aleph Pos Nun Aleph Nun and Aleph and Beis. He had two children. He created Shem HaBechor Manasseh. He called the Bechor Manasseh. Kinoshani Elakim Esamoli, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me forget my hardships. What is that? Made me forget my hardships.
His brothers.
Yeah, but what is that? Sur Mira. Yeah, Sur Mira. Next pasuk, Beshem Hasheni Kor Ephraim. Sur Mira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me forget about all the hard things. That's Sur Mira. First I've dealt. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me forget my. I've separated myself from the difficult things. And no, it's not rather than bad. But first I dealt with the hard things. And then says the apostle, Hashem Hashem Yikor Ephraim. And the second son he called Ephraim, Ki Ephraim Elakim Be'eretz Onya, because Baruch Hu made me fruitful in this land. Va'asei Toiv. First Sur Mira, and then Va'asei Toiv. Yeah? So Yosef worked with Sur Mira, Va'asei Toiv, how we understand Sur Mira, Va'asei Toiv. First Sur Mira, first, because Baruch Hu got rid of our hardships. And then Va'asei Toiv, and then Baruch Hashem, I've managed to build. First I got rid of my hardships, and Hashem helped me to build. That's Sur Mira, Va'asei Toiv. Says Yaakov, you're making a mistake. Says Yaakov, it's all very nice what you're doing, but Yaakov said to Yosef, in this week's parasha, Yaakov said to him,
Yosef,
he put his hand on Ephraim, that's not what you do, kizah b'choyer. Simi Yodcha Reisha, he's a Bechoyer, Sumera. First of all, Sumera, that's the whole Malacha. Vayimoyin, Ovi, Vayimei, Dati, Bdi, Dati, Gam Hu Yile'om, Gam Hu Yigdol, he also become great. Vayulam Ocha, Lekom Yigdol, Men Men, Vazari, Yolei Goyim. But you have to work in, you've got to start working with the Asei Toiv. You've got to start with the smaller one first. You've got to start with Asei Toiv. You've got to start with Asei Toiv. In other words, Yosef says, Yaakov, Tata, what's going on here? Manasseh is a Sumera. Work on the Sumira, so the Yosef is not. And then Va'asei Toiv. So Yaakov, no, that's not the Avodah. The Klal Yisrael is supposed to work with a different Pshat. You work with the Sumira. First work Va'asei Toiv. Start working the Ephraim of Hefrani. Start working the Kodesh Baruch Hu has made me fruitful. Start working in the positive. And then you can put the hand on it on Manasseh. You can work on Va'asei Toiv, on the Sumira. That's the Machlekes. And that's Machlekes B'Shama Be'Silo. By Benerus Chanukah. That's Machlekes B'Shama Be'Silo Benerus Chanukah. What's Machlekes? Do you start working? Manik, do you go up or do you go down? According to Beis Shammai, what do? We go up. According to Beis Shammai, we put everything there. Everything there. And eventually, when you get everything there, you start taking off. Yeah, you have everything there, and then you start taking off. The Sfasema says that. But it all says no. You start first a little bit, then do a little bit more. It's first Sur Mira. The Sur Mira is done by Va'asei Toiv. How do we pass like Beis Shammai? The Gedolim. Yeah, we pass them like Beis Hillel. This is like passing like Beis Hillel. There's a vote they say by Yom Kippur. They say Yom Kippur, the one of Tanoim says, I think Rebbe says, that Yom Kippur is Machapa even without Tshuva. How do you understand that? By Poshut, having the Toiv of Yom Kippur, Memele you want to do Tshuva. Memele you want to get rid of the Ra. That's Sumer Ava Say Toiv. Do you understand? So that's Machlekes Yosef and Yaakov. What's Peshat in the Poshut in Tehillim?
Sumer Ava Say Toiv. It's an order.
Sur Mira, how? By Va'asei Toiv, by doing good. Sur Mira, how do you get from the bad? By Va'asei Toiv, by working on the good.
Okay.
Been in the Shiva too long. But let's say, you should know this is Mukubal, this is one of the main Yisaidus, this is one of the main Yisaidus of Chassidus. Okay, I'm not a chassid, but the main side of the chassidus is you don't work on the musa, the musich, got to work on. It's not you mischazik yourself in the mitzvahs and maybe you get uplifted and a kosher bracha helps you. Sumer of Asei Toiv. That's Machlekes Yaakov and Yosef. Now, listen to this. No, Chanani.
What?
Excellent. Why, Zog Yaakov, why am I giving you schar? Why am I giving you to take a Teres Yisrael? Why am I taking Teres Yisrael? Why am I giving you schar dafka to bring the Teres Yisrael, not the schar taking out Mitzrayim? Because what I hold is important, not the summer I've taken out of Mitzrayim. But I say to you, burying me in Teres Yisrael. And that's for Yosef, you're not getting schar. That's chesed ve'emes. There you got to work on. Up to you. You want to work on that? You work on that. But you're not getting schar from that. I'm giving you schar for taking me to Teres Yisrael, the Vasei Toiv, because that's my shitta. My shitta is you work on Vasei Toiv. You want to work on my shitta, you get Shechem Echot. You want to work on your shitta, do Chesed Ve'emes, whoever you want. But you're getting schar on Vasei Toiv, not on the Sur Mirah. And that's Meshach Marach Haimah Kodesh, or two Cholokim. The Chelik of Sur Mirah, he didn't get any schar for. Vasei Toiv, the Yaakov shitta of growth, of working through that, and putting a fry in first. And that was a gate source of shitta. He wanted to teach him a lesson, show him that how to grow great. That was Yaakov Dafka to make him focus on that point. That's why he Dafka gave him the chelik of taking Meshach Shalom, not the chelik of removing him out of Mitzrayim.
Hey. Wow. Is that Peshat?
That's my Peshat.
Wow. Yours
first, not mine. I just want there's a couple of more other things over here. I want to very, very briefly mention this. Also, there's another two pshatim over here. There's Maral pshat. I'm not going to go into now. The Maral is a beautiful pshat in the Maral of Chesed Ve'emes. He brings also from Leil Mizrachi Einshom. It's a beautiful piece in the Maral Nisik's Parasha in Kolaria. But some of the other Mefarshim asks, what's going on over here? Why do you have to say Chesed Ve'emes now like this? Oh, you have to do me a Chesed Ve'emes. You know, thank you very much. I would like you to start doing chesed with me. Well, start doing chesed with me. Yosef has been financing and supporting the whole Klal Yisrael now in Mitzrayim for all these years. And he's going to be doing it for a while more. Yeah? So you're saying, Yosef, I'd like you to do a chesed with me. Well, chesed! Of course I'll give you chesed. And make you shvah. What do you do a chesed? Make you shvah. What is chesed with MS? I haven't done chesed with MS till now. I haven't supported you till now. You're going to pay me back. You're going to pay me back? Yeah, I'm giving you a bill for this. I'm being chesed with MS till now. What's now? With the Gevurah chesed with MS. The Mefarshim explained, the Chevron Rosh Shiva, Rosh Motcha Epstein explains, Chevron Rosh Shiva, he says, that we don't know what a real chesed is. We don't know until we see the end of the picture what's chesed. Yosef gave them wonderful things, made Klal Yisrael popular. Anyway, made Klal Yisrael very, very unpopular by giving them all the wonderful luxuries of Mitzrayim until they hated them so much they put them into Golus. Right? That's not chesed emes. That's not chesed emes. That's chesed, but it's not emes. Because ultimately, the chesed he gave to them destroyed them. The chesed he gave to them helped Klal Yisrael suffer a lot more. The chesed Yosef did made Klal Yisrael, made everyone feel into Golos, made Klal Yisrael feel comfortable and gave them everything. That was bad for them. That was chesed, but it wasn't emes. Yaakov said there's only one thing is chesed emes. That is when you work on ruchnius, a chesed ruchni. If you do a chesed somebody baruchnius, then there's no way that can ever turn bad. If you do a chesed on something in Gashmi, if you give somebody a nice check for the chasna, fine, that check may, I don't know, encourage him to start a gambling habit. Who knows, right? But if you work with somebody, makar with somebody, help somebody with a mitzvah, that is something that's never going to change. So Yaakov, chesed ve'emes, this is a chesed ve'emes, this is a real chesed. It's something that's going to remain forever. Teaching Klal Yisrael the ideas of kibud ave'im, teaching Klal Yisrael the ideas of burial, according to Torah, of Tchias HaMesim, of that is Chesed Ve'emes, that's real Chesed. That is real Chesed, that's endlessly Chesed that can never get lost. I just want to finish off with one last thought. The Gemara says in Tainus, many of you have short learned this piece of Gemara. It's a fascinating piece of Gemara, and especially in these times of very, very difficult times to see what exactly is going on. One has to learn this piece of Gemara properly, very briefly. The Gemara says this. Time to fame a base. Om Rabbi Yechanon, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Yaakov Avinu never died. In other words, everything they've been saying about in this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu died. It's poshut and moshul ba'alma. Melitza ba'alma. Yaakov Avinu never died. Om Alei, he says back to him, V'chi b'chdi softu siftainu v'chontu chantaya. If he didn't die, for nothing did we give him a hesped, and for nothing did we embalm him, the kovrik yivrayim, bury him. Yeah, in other words, we buried him. He didn't die. We buried Yaakov. What are you talking about? Omalei, so he said back to him, mikrani deiris. It's dashing a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Shneva ba'ata atira avdi Yaakov Hashem, Pateches Yisrael, ki hinnem meishichem arochi vedarchem eretz shovim makishu lezareth. Pasuk says he compares Yaakov Vina to his children. Ma zareth b'chaim, afu b'chaim. And what the Pasuk says, that Hashem said, don't fear Yaakov my eved, and Klal Yisrael, I'm going to save you, etc., etc. And it's just like Klal Yisrael is still alive, who Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to save, so to Yaakov is alive as well. Ad kan the Pasuk. Zok Rashi. Maishri hasn't answered the fact that we embalmed him. It says Rashi, they thought he died. So he says, well, mashmal. In other words, what's going on here? We're learning a whole parsha about Yaakov Vino, right? You go to Maos Machpelah, there's a little cave that says Yaakov. Like, it's not Bechal where he is. But it's a cave that says Yaakov. They buried him. They took him up. This isn't fairy tales. They embalmed him. They took him up to bury him. This is a parsha talking about the whole parsha of Yaakov Vino dying. Says Rabbi Yechanon from a diuk in a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lamed, that is partially not true. We've got a completely wrong idea, because a diuk is they compare and make a hefesh between Yaakov and Lazari, and Yaakov did not die. But what are you talking about? We saw. Pshat is, we got it wrong. Pshat is, we think we saw, but we didn't. We made a mistake. Rabbi said, this gives us a fascinating insight to how to learn, how to look at the world. We look at the world, we have a certain impression of the world, and very often we bring rice from the Torah, and sometimes the Torah doesn't quite fit in. It's, you know, we've got a kasha from the Torah, you know. We see reality, and it's a kasha. Yeah, we see it's nishta zoi, it's a shver tosfos, you know. It's a shver tosfos. Yeah, we see that the world is this way, and it's a shver tosfos. Says the Pasuk, no. Yaakovin Eloi Meis means he never died. Haraya, there's a dirk in the pasuk, Yaakovin Eloi Meis. Yaakovin did die, it's our problem, but Yaakovin didn't die. Yaakovin did not die. We saw him being buried. That's a kasha on us. I don't know, something must have happened that we don't quite understand. But the pasuk tells us that Yaakov did not die means that a diuk in a pasuk is what creates a reality. If we don't understand it, we don't understand reality. Like, we don't understand basics of quantum physics. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Yaakov in loymeis, the pasuk says loymeis means loymeis. Everything else, that's our problem, not a terrorist problem.
But the Torah says he died in another place.
It didn't say he died. It says Vayomos Yaakov. It says Vayigva. It doesn't say Vayomos, says Tosfos. It didn't say Yaakov died, it says Vayigva. And even it does not mean he died. He got taken with his nation, one of the Osir Amor means with his nation. And he brings him up, actually, the Gemara and Sota talks about with the whole thing with Chushim Ben Don, and he brought back the thing, and Yaakov opened up his eyes again. Ayin Shammah Gemara over there, Sota brings the Gemara over there as well. In other words, Rabbi Isai, you know, the difference between the Olam HaTorah, the Olam HaYeshivas, and the rest of the world is one fundamental difference. What is reality? What is real, and what is illusion? The rest of the world sees reality the way physical people see reality, the way the world translates reality, and you're very happy when a Torah can prove that. In other words, you know, it's cute that we're part of a religion that parts of what we believe in, the Western culture, we can actually bring rise from the Torah, which is very nice because it shows that we're not so strange after all, that we cleave to something, we study something that's called Torah. That's the Olam HaYeshivas. The Haredi world believes completely differently. We believe the fundamental difference is that Torah is reality. There's nothing else outside Torah. If we don't understand it, if we think Yaakov Avinu died, we're making a mistake. We didn't die. This is Gemara Pasuk of the Halacha. Yaakov Avinu did not die. We don't see that way, so we have a problem. But it's not a Torah's problem. It's our problem. It's our problem. And that is a fundamental in understanding, in realizing what is real and what isn't. This is a whole new way of looking at things. The Chofetz Chaim once went to a factory, a person from Machal Shabbos, and he said to him, you know, the Prophet said, "V'shomer b'nei Yisrael to Shabbos." Shomer b'nei Yisrael, v'shomer b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. Shabbos is shomer b'nei Yisrael. V'shomer b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. What guards b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos? Yeah, the Shabbos guards b'nei Yisrael. And he says, "Sheishes yom tav." This is gom lechem. "Mishmi Shabbos shem lekech." In other words, if you have Shabbos, then you have 6 days work. If you don't have Shabbos, then you have 6 days work. So this person, this socialist Jew, says to the Chofetz Chaim, do you think a possible in the Torah keeps my factory open? I keep the factory open. You think a possible doesn't make a difference? A few years later, the Bolsheviks came and completely wiped out everything and nothing left. B'chali came to the Chofetz Chaim, a broken man. He said, now I see that the possible kept my factory open. What is real? What is reality? Who are we? Well, how do we see the world? You know, the Talmid Chachamim say one thing, but we know they're not really right. It's like, look at them a bit, you know, Nebuch, you know, the people drove them a bit meshuggah, that's why they don't... That is reality. We don't understand it, Nebuch Fass. You don't have a Nebuch Fass. But Yaakovin Loimeis, Yaakovin Loimeis. I, the little Possig, made the Diuk's not correct. No, the Diuk is correct. Allah has to know the Diuk, and the Possig in Yom Yah, so we've got it wrong. That is how we're supposed to look at the world. And how do we do it? The base are the Rakham Schlesinger brings, I can't spend any more time. The Chaznish brings the Munim B'tochen. If you want to look it up, you have to work through the halacha properly. You work through the halacha properly. You know, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, if you shake your clothes like this, it's a deraisa, right? If you chop with your Eivah Shavus, how do you understand such a thing? You have to learn halacha. You have to understand that the halacha, the reality of halacha, makes it so great they actually see things in front of your eyes, and that changes the way we look at the world. You learn the Sechus Kelim, you look at every Kelim in a different way. You don't see a cereal bowl. You see something with a Liz base, that's Makabal Tumah, if it's a Kli 8. You see the whole world differently. Why don't you just give yourself to Shmaya, that Chesed to MS, what's Chesed to MS? It should be that we shouldn't even look for Schar, we should have the reality of what the world is, how Gavaldig it is, Posh and have relations with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chesed to MS means that Chesed should be incorporated with MS, we should always mix the Chesed with the MS, we shouldn't get lost in giving so much Chesed that we should lose the MS. And of course, the Chesed to MS, Sulma Rava, Say Toiv, the concept. That the chesed of MS we should have. Some of us say to you, you should get rid of the bad and do good, but also we should get rid of the bad by doing good, and that's what Yaakovina is trying to teach Yosef. And the reality, being a reality check, what was real? What do we find is a real, and what's illusion? Real is Torah, everything else is illusion.